Senator Dan Sullivan visited Homer for a meet and greet on Friday afternoon. It was one of the few opportunities the general public of South Central Alaska had to meet with the senator during the two-week congressional recess that just ended. The gathering was scheduled to take place in the Port and Harbor Conference Room on the Homer Spit, but so many people showed up they had to move the meeting outdoors. KBBI's Carolyn Norton was there and has the story.
Senator Sullivan stood behind a small desk placed on the Port and Harbor lawn. He outlined his agenda and praised some of President Trump's appointees.
Wilbur Ross, in terms of commerce, Zinke, Navy SEAL, who's now the Secretary of Interior, General Mattis, I think they're going to be really good.
As a Marine, he says he supports Trump's promised increase in military spending.
National defense is something I believe in. President Obama cut our defense spending by almost 25%.
Despite public notice of less than 24 hours, more than 70 locals were on hand to hear Sullivan's remarks. Attendees sat and stood on the lawn and on the concrete Port and Harbor walkway. They often audibly disagreed with the senator. When it came time for the question and answer session, former four-term Homer Mayor Jack Cushing spoke first.
I'm from a Marine Corps family, and I know you are taught not to blame the other guy. I personally thought Obama did a very good job, and I just like to encourage, particularly now that we're not politicking anymore, the campaign's over, it's not the other guy's fault. Let's just make things work.
Another person asked Sullivan about his support for Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt, who doubts that humans are the primary cause of climate change.
Well, I voted for Scott Pruitt. I actually enthusiastically voted for Scott Pruitt, okay? I did. Okay, now come on, you guys.
Don Lane of Homer, captain of the Predator, challenged Sullivan on his opposition to President Obama's signature health insurance law. Lane called it a game changer for his family.
For many years as a commercial fisherman, health insurance wasn't available at any price. It just wasn't available. And along came the Affordable Care Act, and it has been very important.
Another attendee asked if Sullivan would pledge to support the continuation of the pieces of the Affordable Care Act that help families struggling with opioid addiction in the event that Congress eventually repeals the ACA. Sullivan told the crowd he has been pushing for what he calls repeal and repair of Obamacare.
I can tell you this. I'm not going to say on Medicaid expansion where I commit, but I can tell you I'm going to continue to try to find additional resources for people struggling with this kind of addiction.
Sullivan's office staff in Kenai says the senator stopped for a visit at the Danilchik Senior Center on his trip back up the peninsula. On the Homer Spit, I'm Carolyn Norton.